The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia. Think of the possibilities.
The winner of our €1,000 tonight for Close Brothers Motor Finance is Emma Kavanagh, who gave us the correct answer. It was Meath that beat Dublin in the Leinster Football Championship semi-final yesterday against all expectations. But Meath certainly took advantage, like they did against Offaly, of all the two-point opportunities which they scored. Johnny Doyle, I know you probably were more concentrated on what was happening between Kildare and Louth, but how good is it for the provincial championship, given that nobody other than Dublin has won it since the last time Meath won it in 2010, to see them getting beaten at this stage?
Well, I have to take off my Kildare hat to answer that question, Matt. Obviously, look, it's a breath of fresh air, there's no doubt. You know, Meath put in a huge performance, and it took a huge performance to get over, albeit, you know, it's well documented that Meath, or that Dublin, or maybe not the Dublin of all, and lost a lot of, you know, household names, but still, it took a really good performance, a lot of bravery, a lot of heart for Meath to do that. And I think from a Leinster point of view, you know, it's badly needed to inject a bit of positivity into the Leinster Championship, which is after getting, and no fault to Dublin's, might I add, but it's after getting a battering over the last number of years, and, you know, how the provincial championship was broken because nobody could compete with Dublin. And now you've a novice pairing that hasn't happened in a long time, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, but you must be kicking yourselves that it's not Kildare rather than Louth that are there to take on Meath.
Yeah, absolutely. You are, and I suppose. Look, it probably was a you know, coming out of Tullamore yesterday, and you know, watching it for the second half, and I came home, Matt, and certainly it didn't make the victory any, or the defeat any easier to take when you saw what was happening with Dublin and Meath. But look, at you know, we had the chances. The game I felt was very much there for Kildare, and you know, maybe, you know, didn't take those chances when they came. And look, at you're going to compete at that level, you're going to try to win Leinster Championship, you have to be taking those chances, and big chances went to begging yesterday, and you know, it was a glorious opportunity for Kildare, but you have to be there and you have to take them.
Well, there's listeners saying Meath are some boys for the 2 pointers, 10 down to Offaly at half time in the last round.
Yeah, incredible. So the second half performance against Offaly and the first half performance against Dublin yesterday in O'More Park, they're the 2 point kings at the moment. A lot of the Division 2 teams are really good at this. It's something that Dublin lack about their game. I think they only had two across the match. Conor Callaghan scored one. I think Baskell might have got a 2 pointer as well. But generally, they're not kicking them very well. And there is this consideration that maybe Jim Gavin has changed the rules around, and actually his old side might be one of the teams it really doesn't suit, because they don't really have an elite free taker. Their kickouts have definitely been hurt when it comes to Stephen Cluxton, who was back in to start. And then they also don't really have two-point shooters. Well, Meath have players that can pop them over from all sorts of range. Owen Frayne, I thought, was remarkable yesterday. 11 points across the game. 5,000 days between these two wins for Meath against Dublin. And it's only 2 years ago that Meath had dropped into the Tailteann Cup, but had a very disappointing defeat against Offaly in the Leinster Championship and had to work their way back up. But what we've seen so far this summer is that Robbie Brennan has come in and had the real Midas touch with them. They've improved hugely. We then had their doubts when two of their management team decided to walk away, but they have readjusted, and now two really good wins in Leinster. Now, I think Louth are still the team who are probably the best side outside of Dublin in Leinster for the last 3 or 4 years. So Meath have won nothing yet, but this has to be a massive, massive boost to them to get into a first Leinster final since 2020.
And briefly in relation to your own Kildare, Johnny, the fact that Meath a couple of years ago had to play Cheltenham Cup, you might be a bit sore about that. That's where you are rather than playing for the Sam Maguire. But actually, could it do you a bit of good to use maybe the Cheltenham Cup as a springboard for future seasons?
Yeah, well, look, that's probably a one today that's harder to go to visit, Matt, especially for the management and the lads involved. But, you know, I suppose the challenge is for Kildare is to go and put the best performances in to go and win that, because it won't be easily won. But certainly it's the next competition, as you said, the national title up for grabs, and Kildare have to go tooth and nail to get over. But what it also does is then, if you were good enough to go and win that, Matt, it leaves you going into Division 2 next year without that cloud of having to fight for to be in the All-Ireland series, you know that that's there, that's boxed off, and it gives Brian Flanagan and the lads, I suppose, a little bit of breathing space, maybe to unearth a few new players in a league that's very competitive in Division 2. So, you know, maybe that's not further seen from Brian Flanagan's and the Kildare lads' mind, but, you know, maybe that could be a good thing. But look, you have to go and compete now, and it won't be easy. You know, I spoke to a good few people coming out of the game yesterday. Oh, we have to, you know, we just go and win the Talent Cup, and it's like, you know, we just go ring a taxi and it's going to happen. It doesn't happen that way, and Kildare will have to be very good to go and win it.
And then what do you think about Dublin? I mean, do you think they will rebound to be All-Ireland contenders, or are they now in a transition phase? For all the things that Will has listed, does that mean that they won't be solved and they won't be realistic All-Ireland contenders?
I think, Matt, they will have a lot to say in this championship, yes. I think they might be just a little bit off All-Ireland contenders. I don't think they're in that conversation. I probably felt that even going into yesterday's. You know, we probably, when we see them at their best during the league, they put in some massive performances. I don't think this defeat makes them a bad team, but I do think, you know, it leaves them with a lot of questions. And, you know, with the quality of players that they have lost over since last year, you know, you don't fill those boots in a small space of time. So certainly I don't see them as All-Ireland contenders, but I still think they will have a lot left to say in this championship yet.
Of course, we'll have Meath and Louth, the 2010 final, which was so controversial, one of the most controversial goals of all time in Croke Park. That'll be on the 11th of May. On the 10th of May, Will Collins, is it going to be Clonus or will it be moved to Croke Park now that it is Donegal and Armagh after Armagh's 1-point victory over Tyrone?
So it's been fixed for Clonus, Matt, and it's going to be the evening throw-in time. It's one of those messy days where there's a lot of games on that day, and it looks like maybe the rugby and the URC might go to the RT news channel as a result. So I know a lot of Donegal supporters particularly were very annoyed about the idea of having to go to Croke Park on a Saturday evening, but that's the slot was available for the Ulster final, because the ladies football final is going to be played as a double header with it, but that's going to be played in Clonus. I think it's going to be 5:30 on the Saturday in 2 weeks' time. So that's probably good news that it goes to the traditional home as opposed to maybe a smaller attendance being at Croke Park for Armagh against Donegal. I hope we get a final somewhat on the same level as we got last season, which is thrilling. We had the penalties. It was just absolutely remarkable. You have Armagh, who are the All-Ireland champions, who seem to be, you know, coming back to better form, really wrestled away with that late Grugan point to win the game against Tyrone at the weekend. Donegal kind of let off the steam a little bit and let down back into it, but still, for me, Donegal have been one of the most impressive teams. And I was just thinking, as Johnny was saying there about Dublin, Matt, one thing's going to be very interesting about Dublin, and indeed Tyrone, they're now third seeds for the All-Ireland series when that draw is made on Wednesday. I don't think any team will want Dublin as the third seed in their group.
Indeed. Okay, we'll leave it there. Johnny Doyle, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us. And as ever, Will O'Callaghan from the Hurling Pod and Off the Ball, thank you for being with us.
The last word on sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia, think of the possibilities.